Our story is about the famous Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We've discussed him in the past. We discussed how he learned Torah, left learning Torah, became an armed bandit, had his group up in the mountains where he was the chief bandit, and then he was chasing after Rabbi Yochanan one day, and then Rabbi Yochanan got him to do tshuva, bribed him with his sister, and Reish Lakish ultimately married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. And Reish Lakish became his student, his prime student. We discussed Reish Lakish. You guys remember the stories about the great Reish Lakish, about Rav Yochanan, his brother-in-law, his Rebbe, who had 10 children and lost them all, till the little one died before his eyes when he fell into a boiling vat and was his whole body melted before him, and Rav Yochanan had one little bone left from his little son. The great Rav Yochanan, who endured such pain and sorrow in his life and was still a happy, beautiful person. So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were brothers-in-law, and also Rav Yochanan was Reish Lakish's teacher. Rav Yochanan is the one who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. Now Reish Lakish, when he was a youngster, at one point, he sold himself to the people called the Ludim. Now the Ludim were pagans, and they were unusually corrupt pagans. They used to run circuses. Now, circuses in those days were places where they'd put off a man against a lion and see how long the man could stay alive facing off the lion. That was a circus in those days. Put up a lion against bears and see who wins. So the Ludim, they did everything cruel you can imagine. They were also cannibals. The Ludim, they saw Reish Lakish, and they saw that he was unusually smart and unusually strong, and they wanted to make him president of the Ludim, wanted to make him king. And Reish Lakish figured out a way of getting out of it, and he did tshuva, and he became the student of the famous Rav Yochanan, the son of the Napach, the blacksmith, and he was one of the great giants of Jewish history. Now, Rav Yochanan appointed Reish Lakish to help him in leading the yeshiva in Tveria. And from the time Rav Yochanan invested his strength in learning Torah, he no longer had the same strength he had when he was a bandit, but he had great wisdom. He invested his time learning Torah. And Reish Lakish was unusually brave. That never left him. And he was never willing to see injustice. From the day he did tshuva, Reish Lakish would stand up whenever he saw injustices done. Now one day Rav Yochanan was on his way to Tveria, coming back to learn. And he was traveling alone. Ordinarily a rabbi is not supposed to travel alone. And bandits took advantage of Rav Yochanan standing alone and they attacked. And they took all his money. And then they let him go. And Rav Yochanan comes to the academy and he isn't very pleased. He just lost all his money. Reish Lakish was used to seeing Rav Yochanan very serious. And we know that when a Rebbe teaches Torah, he's supposed to be serious. You begin with a joke, you get everyone focused, and then you're supposed to be very serious. So Reish Lakish, he's accustomed to seeing Rav Yochanan serious in his learning. So he starts asking Rav Yochanan questions. And Rav Yochanan is quiet. So Reish Lakish asks a second time. And again, Rav Yochanan is silent. And when Reish Lakish sees this, this wasn't usual for Rav Yochanan, he asked, what's wrong? And Rav Yochanan says, all the limbs of the body are contingent on the heart. And the heart is contingent on the kis, the pocket. Okay, we'll pause here. So, Reish Lakish didn't understand what he wanted. He's asked him, well, what happened? Why are you upset? So Rav Yochanan told him, right now I can't think clearly. I can't talk Torah. The bandits stole my money, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue learning Torah from now on, now that I lost all my money, and maybe I'm going to have to work so hard to make up that money and to have parnasa. So I'm bothered by the thoughts of what the future holds, and now that I had all my money stolen, am I able to continue learning now? Reish Lakish asked one question. Which way did they go? Rav Yochanan showed Reish Lakish which way they went, and Reish Lakish started chasing. He has no weapons. And when he sees them from a distance, he calls out to them and says, "Stop!" Now they hear a man yelling at them, "Stop!" They got scared for a second, they stopped. And he caught up to them, and he started yelling at them. He said, "How dare you steal the money of Rav Yochanan? Don't you know? He's the great Rav Yonan. He's the biggest Talmud Chacham in the generation. All of Israel needs his Torah. How dare you? Don't you know what a great punishment is going to befall you for stealing his money?" So the bandits look at him and they say, "Really? That was Rav Yonan? We didn't know. If that was Rav Yonan, okay, we'll give you back half the money." Reish Lakish looks at them and says, "No, you have no right to even a penny of his money. I'm taking everything back." And Reish Lakish was so built and he was so angry that these bandits got scared and they gave him back the money. And the money they gave him back, and they gave him back in full. And the truth is that there's another story. I guess we'll leave that for another time, or we'll do it this time.
No, do not.
Okay. So one of the students of Israel where Reish Lakish learned was Rav Ami. And we have many quotes in the Talmud of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the students of Rav Yochanan. And there were some pagans who were in the Roman army. Pagans, idol worshippers, in the Roman army, who would sometimes just come pounce on a city and say, "You know, we heard you guys were planning a rebellion, make up some kind of excuse, and just plunder the city." Something like what happened in the Crusades, you know, no law, no order, just they have weapons, they represent the powers that be, and they'd come in and take captives, sell some of the captives, kill some of the captives, do what they want. So on one such occasion, they grabbed Rav Ami, one of the fellow students of Rav Yochanan. And Rabbi Yonasan already thought that it was over, that his friend Rav Ami was finished. Who makes it out alive from these barbarians? And when Rav Ami heard, when Reish Lakish heard that Rav Ami was taken into captivity, he said, "We can't leave him there." So he says, "I'm going to go see him, whatever happens. Either I kill them or they kill me, but I'm not leaving Rav Ami without a fight." So Reish Lakish chased after the group of barbarians, and he caught up to them. And when they saw one Jew riding on his horse, full force, and he's alone, and he's got no weapons, it looked like he was nuts. But then they looked, and he was dressed like a rabbi. So he chases them, he catches up to them and says, "I demand you let Rav Ami go." And they look at him and, "Who are you?" Reish Lakish, he knew how to talk to them. Sometimes you have to talk nice and sometimes you have to talk tough. And so Rav Ami, Reish Lakish, sweet talked them and tough talked them and sweet talked them and tough talked them, and he knew until finally he He got them to release Rav Ami. And when they finally released him, so some of the people said, wait a second, what are we going to get for that? You know, okay, you convinced us, we'll give you back Rav Ami, but what are we going to get for it? Now, the truth is, what's he supposed to answer them? What punishment are we going to get that we didn't murder your friend? But he's dealing with the mafia here. So he said, come with me to our great Rabbi Yochanan and I'll pray over you. So they liked the idea. And these wild bandits, they'll get a blessing from the elder Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbi of the Jews. So they came with him to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan the whole story. And Rabbi Yochanan was very happy that he got his student Rav Ami back, that Rav Ami made it out alive. But he's there and he's thinking, what do I pray over these people? Is he going to bless them to succeed? Well, they're murderers. What's he going to tell them? So he's thinking. And as he's thinking, the people of the bandits turn to him and they say, hey, Rabbi, you promised us a blessing. We're waiting. And he's thinking. They say, you know, we gave you back the Jew alive and well. We didn't do him any harm. We didn't even think to hurt him. You know, Rabbi, we were only thinking good things about him. So, Rav Yochanan said, oh, you were thinking good things about him? So, Rav Yochanan said, I bless you that all the good thoughts you had about Rav Ami should come true about you and all the people like you. All those good thoughts should come true with you. And his prayer became true. These people were just leaving Rav Yochanan when they were captured by another group of barbarians who killed them all. That's the story. Now, this story has a continuation.
Okay.
80 years ago, or a little bit less, about 60 years ago, 70 years ago, 70 years ago, the rabbis in the U.S. were working very hard to try and get Jews out from the claws of the Nazis. And they heard that the American government is not going to help them too much. You know, the American government could have bombed the tracks that led to Auschwitz and they refused. They heard that the Russians aren't going to help them too much. But there was one place where they could get help. So they were told that the mafia, they can do everything everywhere. And they can get Jews out of Auschwitz, out of everywhere. So they went over to some mobsters and they said, we want your help to get Jews out of Germany, out of the Holocaust. So they said, okay, tell us, no problem, but there's a price for each Jew. So they agreed. And the mafia started helping and getting Jews out of the Holocaust.
American mob?
Well, they were working with their partners, you know.
So do they get the
now at some point? At some point, they said, "You know, we're doing all this work. The money isn't enough. We want a blessing from your big rabbi." So they were brought to Rav Aaron Cutler, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. And they told him, Rabbi, you know, we're doing good work for you. The head of the mob said to Rav Aaron Cutler, I want a blessing. So Rav Aaron Cutler was also faced with the same question Rav Yochanan was faced with. What do I bless a man like this? So Rav Aaron Cutler thought, and then he said to him, okay, I bless you that you should die a peaceful death. And he was very happy with that blessing. How do we know this story? Because about 20 years ago, a few limousines pulled up to Lakewood, and some mobsters got out of the car, and they said, where's the big rabbi with the long white beard? So they asked him, who are you looking for? And they described Rav Aaron Cutler. So they said, oh, we're sorry, he passed away a few years ago. And this big Italian mobster, says, oh, that's so terrible. I'm so sad. I'm so, so sad. So they asked him, how'd you know him? So he told them this story, and he said, everyone in the family died a violent death, except for my father. My father just recently passed away on his bed. He lived to a ripe old age, and he always told me, son, the only reason I'm here, no one else is, because of that rabbi's blessing. And he told me to go and get a blessing from him. So I came here, I was told this in Lakewood, I came here to get a blessing from that rabbi. I also want to die a peaceful death. So that, this story is printed. You can find it online. I saw it, I heard it years ago, and I saw, I think, on H.com, they published the story too. So you could verify over there. They tell you the names of the mobs and the mobsters, and you could get all the names. I didn't bother memorizing that. So we learned about the great Reish Lakish, the great Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, his strength. Reish Lakish wasn't scared of anything. Reish Lakish said, "Justice must be served." He was brilliant, and he used his brilliance. We see he was able to sweet talk. And he was able to get Rav Ami away from these bandits. It wasn't an easy doing, and that takes talent. But Reish Lakish used his strengths, the strengths he had once used to be a bandit himself. He used his strengths to help and ensure that justice was served.